Our next guest, we've been following her journey for about 2 years. We met Bethany Thomas when she was competing and then won the Mrs. South Carolina 2023 title. Now, 2 years out, she still helps other women who want to, you know, navigate the pageant world, but she also helps a lot of folks navigate the health and fitness world, which is something, you know, we're very passionate about here on Palmetto Morning. So let's welcome Bethany Thomas back to the show. Good morning to you, Bethany.
Hey, y'all.
Good
Thank morning. You for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
I always feel like I'm just coming to catch up with friends when I'm here.
Well, likewise.
Yes.
Thank We've you. Known you for about 2 years now. Yeah. You've been 2 years removed. You're 2023, but once you have the crown in the sash, you always have the crown in the sash.
Thank you for not calling me a has-been. No, I appreciate that.
Never. Old and out Never. To pasture, right?
Oh, gosh. No. I feel like that.
No. You do not need to feel like that. When we have folks that are in the pageant world, we always love like just a quick setting of the table. The Mrs. South Carolina pageant, that's different than Miss South Carolina and Miss South Carolina USA. What's the
Correct.
Difference?
Yeah, so there are different systems. And my first pageant was when I was three, a long time ago. And so pageantry has just been a part of my world for literally as long as I can remember. And I'm from Georgia. So when I was 26, I competed in Miss Georgia USA and then ended up also, my husband proposed that year. And so I took a break from competing in pageants. We got married, had a family, which took a few years. We went through an infertility battle, which ended up being the inspiration for me to want to go back and compete one more time as a Mrs. It was my first Mrs. pageant. And this time, let me tell you, there was a lot of passion behind my platform because I lived it. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I was not the only woman who had experienced infertility. And, you know, it can be so isolating and sad and frustrating, depressing. That was when I truly took my health and wellness journey from, oh, you know, I love a good run. I was always a dancer. So it had always been a part of my life. But I wanted to heal my body from the inside out. So I really changed my diet, started really getting into the why behind exercise. And I still, even though I'm not competing in a pageant right now, I just love to share my story with others.
Well, it's very relatable. Women can certainly relate to you. Men can also relate when they've had maybe a surgery or something that has set them back and they don't think that they can ever get to where they once were.
Right.
And you're saying you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that has been important for me is consistency. And a lot of people get discouraged when, you know, they eat good for 2 days and go on three jogs. And they're like, oh, I don't see any results. I don't feel any better. Well, you're probably not going to. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. And the end goal, right, is for you to age gracefully and healthy, to not rely on a massive package of medication to get by day to day. And in my opinion, you're either going to give a lot of time and energy to being healthy and having that lifestyle. It's going to require sacrifice. Some mornings I'm up at 3:30 because it's my only time to get it done if I have a crazy day. Or you're going to let that slide, but later in life you're going to need all of those medications. So you choose what your path is going to be, essentially.
And for those, I've shared this really over the last couple of weeks. I am one of those people that I loathe the word exercise. Like, I would rather do anything besides exercise. But I know, you know, I'm getting older. I also don't have great family genetics. My mom, I've also shared this story. My mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 54 years old.
Wow.
I'm not too far away from that age. And I know that exercise also has a lot to do with your brain health as
yes.
well. And so I've just kind of made a choice with the help of one of my kids who was like, you can do it, mom. You got to do it. You tell me to do it.
Yeah.
So I have been very consistent over, and again, it's been 2 weeks, but I have been very consistent on that. But I think you kind of touched on something. It's going to be about seeing results later. It's not going to come all at one time.
Correct.
But what do you tell people who struggle where I struggle? Hey, exercise, yes, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
But what do you say to maybe get them to the goal of doing it consistently. I think they say if you do something for, 21 days, it then becomes a habit. So what do you say to people like me? I do eat pretty well for the most part. I probably could drink a little bit more water, but it's the exercise piece for me that is so hard. What do you say to people like me?
You know, for me, I'm a lover of a good walk, and I love group fitness. I've been an instructor since 2017. I love working out in a room full of people. But sometimes I'm finding that I also really crave a good long walk. And your body, your brain will start to crave those things. Mm-hmm. So you may be discouraged now, but the more that you make it a point to put it on your list, you know, we schedule everything. Schedule it. This is a priority. This is a priority. And the more that you make that a consistent part of your life, it's going to become something that you need. You can't, it's not a negotiable for me. Right. Like, this is just part of my day. And, you know, it's very interesting. We all are stressed. Name it. You've got a husband, kids, a wife and kids. You've got a job. I'm in the middle of opening a business, and it's a roller coaster every day in the best way possible. But you have to manage that. If you don't, then it's going to pour out on the people you love the most. Mm-hmm. And some people think that self-care is selfish. No way. It's essential. If you're not taking care of yourself, then you're not going to be the best version. When you get home, you're cooking dinner, you're going to be grumpy if you didn't give yourself that healthy eating all day. Drink your water. If you don't have a lot of time, go on a quick walk. You know, our cortisol levels, that's a stress hormone that actually was designed to help us. It's part of what wakes us up in the morning. It's part of your fight or flight response. But the problem is when we carry so much stress, and that level stays elevated for a long time, that's when you start to see the early signs of Alzheimer's, dementia, bloating, brain fog, irritability. Like, nobody wants all of that. Mm-hmm. And I've actually recently read that, you know, you hear 10,000 steps a day. I actually read that even 7,000 can reduce the rate of early fatality by 50%. Mm-hmm. So think about it, you know, sunshine and getting out, even walking with a friend. I love to hear a podcast if I'm walking or listen to music. Something funny happened. Well, not funny. It was a divine intervention this week. I could not get my AirPods to connect on my walk. And I'm like,
that is the worst.
Trying to do what my son told me to do. Mom, you just turn off the Bluetooth and then reconnect. And I'm like trying to do it. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to walk with nothing. Y'all, that was the best thing. Mm-hmm. I was paying attention to, like, oh my gosh, the sky is just gorgeous today. It felt like fall. I was, you know, thinking about the rest of my day, praying for all the things I had going on. And when I got home, I sat down. I was so productive. Made all my separate lists of things to do. Crossed off walk. It felt so good. But it's so freeing to get out and go for a walk. Everybody can do that.
Love it.
Walking is one that people just toss to the side.
Yes.
I'm not maybe seeing results. I've heard so many folks say, I mean, I guess I'll walk. But to your point, it is a form of exercise. In fact, they have said people who speed walk, and I don't mean like Olympic speed walking, but people who walk at a brisk pace, they burn just as much, if not more, calories and energy than people who run.
Yeah.
So don't
knock the walk.
That's right. To your point, the same thing happened to me recently when I was walking the dog. I could not get the Bluetooth to connect. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go. Yeah, no, it's not you. And I did the same thing that your son did. I tried to undo it and redo it back.
Yeah.
And to your point, I said, okay, I'll just go from there. And I just, my mind just wandered. I thought about everything. To your point, I started a prayer list in my head. I said, well, let me just pull up on my phone, because I did have my phone, my running prayer list. I just walked around there. I talked to the dog like it was a best friend.
See, you know, I bet your dog loved that. Yeah. They get neglected, don't they?
They do. But you also have to balance it, as Bethany said, with your diet. That doesn't mean you have to starve yourself. You know, don't compare yourself to everyone we see on social media and in Hollywood, right? Those are the best reels. Those people are putting out their best pictures. Rarely do they put out their before and after. They only do so if, you know, if it looks good and it makes them look great.
Right.
But it's the diet is huge.
For sure.
But a cheat meal every now and then is not going to wreck everything. You're going to be okay.
You got to live too, you know?
That's right.
Eat what makes you happy. But again, like, for me, because I'm vegan and gluten-free and dairy-free and all these things, I went through all of that because of my infertility journey, and it completely changed my life. And I love the way that I felt, so I just continue to eat that way. But, you know, I walked in and they've got this platter of M&Ms sitting there. And I'm glad y'all didn't have peanut M&Ms, because I would have had to get some. But, you know, every now and then, oh, and the Reese's pumpkins are out. So, like, who can resist that?
I know.
But the old saying, you are what you eat. Mm. Yes. You know, all of these foods and drinks that we have that are just full of horrible things, and then we wonder, gosh, you know, why do I feel this way? Well, think about what you've been eating. You know, when I was training for the pageant, a lot of people think that all these girls competing in bikinis are starving themselves. And some may, and I know that that's a real problem. But I worked with a trainer, and he told me, it's actually the opposite. You need to be eating more. Yeah. If you're hungry and you're working out like this, your body is telling you, hey, I'm trying to build muscle here. I need to refuel. You just did a workout. Eat. But it's about what you eat. It's not, you know, running through the fast food line and getting a breakfast. It's about fueling your body properly.
That'll erase what you just did.
Just a little bit to a point. But The Rock has said before, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock has said, you've got to give in to a cheat day every now and then, because if you fall off the horse or the wagon, you're really just going to spiral. So a cheat day every now and then, one a week, probably is okay. Just splurge and do something.
Eat the Reese's pumpkin.
Bethany, it's like a therapy session this morning. Thank you so much. Her name's Bethany Thomas. She's a former Mrs. South Carolina 2023. She's got some exciting stuff happening on Main Street in Fort Mill. Look for that to come shortly. And Bethany, we certainly just appreciate the guidance. And every now and then, we just need a pick me up talk and inspiration. And so, thanks so much for doing that.
Thank you all so much for having me. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too.